I want to discuss something tonight, more on the lumdish or theoretical level, at least with regard to Nizakin, although it will have some interesting halacha lemaisa, nafgaminas, and halacha Shabbos in all places. In Kufnun Hei Lamed Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch talks about certain types of mazikin where what you're doing can cause harm to your neighbor via the wind. You have particulates or other things that you're releasing into the air, and the wind might blow the stuff into your neighbor's property and cause problems for him. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're not allowed to do it. Chayev l'harchik. You have to marchik kishla yazik, even if the potential hezek is la'idei haruach, shemesayo, so you have to marchik. You're not allowed to cause hezek, even if it's not you, it's the wind that's doing it. You can't do something that will cause the wind to cause hezek. However, l'maisa, b'di'avad, you're going to be potter for paying if you did cause hezek like that. Sharuach ushasiyo, so Kosef was the Ruach, even though it's still Asul Chathila, Lamaisa, since the Ruach did it, you're Patra B'diavad. And the Sivas explains, Sivas notes in Sifkan Yizayin, that earlier, a Sifra two earlier, back in Siflam and Gimel, the Mechaber brings a general Machlokis throughout the Siman. Anytime you didn't follow the laws of Niskeshenim and you caused Hezek, we discussed this a little bit earlier, is there a Chiyah B'diavad or not? It's Machlokis Visharnim. But here, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you're Patra. Because the Sivas explains that when there's Ruach involved, everyone agrees, or almost everyone agrees, there is a Shita, the Yadramah, that holds Chayiv, even in this case, maybe, but the Sivas says, L'halacha l'maisa, even though we bring a machlokis in general, whether if you cause Hezek al-Yidei the wind, whether you cause Hezek in general, al-Yidei Niskeshenim, whether Yichayiv or Potter, when there's wind, even though it's still Asa l'chatchila, but if the Hezek couldn't have happened without the wind, then you are not Chayiv and Tashlum. This is based on a Gemara, actually two Gemaras. The basic sugya of this sif, of Sif Lamed Daled, is a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara talks about someone who was combing out his pishtan, his flax, and there were raksas, there were these bits or pieces that were being blown into the neighbor, and there's machlokas amaraim, whether you have to be marchik or not. Ravina held, you don't have to be marchik. Other amaraim, maremar, marbar avashi, they held, you do have to be marchik, and they brought a raya. Mar Bar Avashi brought a raya, the Yafi Marchik, from Zorev Ruach Masayata. A person is winnowing his wheat, separating the bad from the good by tossing it up into the air and letting the wind blow away the lighter stuff and the heavier stuff falls to the ground. That's a malacha deraisa on Shabbos, and you are chayav skila, chayav chatas for such a malacha. So Mar Bar Avashi said, if it's chayav on Shabbos, then it can't be mutter for Niskeshein. Ravina disagreed. Ravina said it is mutter. Ravina does not explain why it is mutter. What's the answer to that question? Why is it different from the malach of winnowing of Zorah on Shabbos? Zayin Vav Reshe. So the Rishonim will refer you to another sugya in Baba Basra, in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Hakone is Daf Samach. The other Gemara is talking about Liba V'Libasa HaRuach. Complicated sugya. We're not going to get into the details of what was going on exactly, but you're making some kind of fire. You're rousing a fire. You're fanning the flames. There's also a wind involved, and between you and the wind, the fire goes out. Very complicated, the details of the sugya, the Gemara, the Rishonim, but the wind helped or caused problems. The wind took your fire and helped make it into a real fire and helped make it cause problems. So, are you chayiv or not? So, it depends, but in certain cases, you're potter. The Gemara asks, why are you potter? It should be like Zorev Ruach Masayato. Same way the Gemara in Bava Basra compares the case of Raksa, the winnowing, to the case of the combing the flax to Zorev HaRuach. Haley Mara asks, why isn't this case of making a fire like with the wind blew it, why aren't you chayev like Zorev? So Gemara brings a few Amarayim that in principle agree that it should be, and they say technical chilukim. But we paskin, Kipshuta, we paskin, the Pashtus, we paskin like Ravashi, the final Shita, that Zorev HaRuach Masayato was only lenient Shabbos, not Lenini Zakin. There's a difference between Shabbos and Nezek and Chosh and Mishpat. Shabbos, we say, Melechis Machsheves Asra Torah. The standard rule of Shabbos is always Melechis Machsheves Asra Torah, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, famous klal. Hacha, Grama, Baalmahu, Grama, Bini Zakin is Potter. This is a Grama, and Grama is Potter, so that's why you're not Chaya for the case of the fire in Chosh and Mishpat. Now, the Rishonim, Rashi, and Tosfos, the Rosh, Rishonim all say that's why Ravina held. Now, this Gemara in Baba Kama is talking about whether you chayev b'diavad for this fire thing. Our Gemara, Ravina held with mutter even l'chatchila. The Tosus, the Rosh, the Rishonim and Masbir, Ravina held that this chiluk between Nizakin and Shabbos is so important, is so critical, that on Shabbos you chayev skila, you chayev achatas b'diavad, and Nizakin, it's completely mutter, even Lechatchila, because Shabbos is telling him Lechet Machsheves, it has one standard, Nizikin is a different standard, and it's mutter even Lechatchila, and even, we don't pass in like Ravina, most or all Paz can pass in like Marbar Ravashi, like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's Asur Lechatchila, but even according to Marbar Ravashi, even according to Maremar, that it's Asur Lechatchila, we still go with the basic chiluk of the Gemara in Bava Basra, that Linian Tashlumin, Havad do we say that wind is Yinachayev for Tashlumin, even though you're chayev on Shabbos for the consequences of winds, you're chayev a carbon, you're chayev a chattas, you're chayev skila. Nevertheless, when it comes to Nizakin, l'chol apachas b'di'eved, you're not chayev b'tashlumen, and that's the sheet of Marbar Ravashi, and that's why we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. We pass in like Marbar Ravashi, Maremar, that l'chatchila, it's aser, even though there's a wind involved. Ravina holds, because there's a wind involved, it's mutter even l'chatchila, it's completely not like Shabbos. We pass in between, like the other sheetahs in the Gemara, that it is aser l'chatchila. But b'di'eved, avadi, you have the Gemara in Bava Basra, that b'di'eved, you're not chayev. We pass in like Ravashi, Svar, and Bava Basra, that b'di'eved, you're not chayev because of the wind. Now, how we paskin actually in the case of the fire, if you look in Taf Yud Ches, you'll see the Shach refers to it. There's a whole balagan there. The Rambam seems to paskin chayev over there. We're not going to get into that. But Kipshuto, we paskin like Ravashi, that at least b'di'eved, you're potter because you can't be chayev for what the wind did. But l'chatchila, it's still aser.
That's in Mavakama.
And the Rishonim say that applies in Bava Basra too. That's in Marbar Ravashi that you potter b'di'eved and according to Ravina you potter even l'chatchila. So that's the chiluk we have. The chiluk of the Gemara in Akonis and Daf Samach and Mavakama. Shabbos is Meleches Machsheves, and Nizikin is Grom b'Nizakin potter. The Gemara is difficult to understand. We know there's a Ptur of Shabbos of Grum also. The Gemara says Nizakin, oh, now we have a rule, Grum and Nizakin is Potter. Well, Shabbos, Grum and Nizakin is Potter too. And we don't say Melech Machsheves Asra Torah. So what exactly does the Gemara mean by Melech Machsheves Asra Torah? And as it turns out, there are basically, between all the Achronim, the Rishonim and Achronim, there are basically two very different approaches in how to understand this Gemara with a major Nafgamina in Helcha Shabbos. There is a celebrated machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Evan Ha'ozer, one of the early Gedolei Achronim. The Magen Avraham says, Apel de Kapsak, he says, Kalach Yad, he kind of throws this out, discussing Hilchamir Lakum and Shvisas Kalim. The Magen Avraham says, if a person has a water mill, a mill that grinds operated by water power, renewable energy, great. It's so the mill goes by itself. You don't do anything. You don't need any manual. You don't need any manual labor. So on Shabbos, the thing is going and the mill is operating. And you take a pile of chitim and you toss them into the rechayim. Magen Avraham says you are potter. You didn't do it. The wind did it. Even though you put the chitim in, it's not you. It's the wind. You can't be chayav achatas for what the wind does. The Evan Ha'ozer is masig betokef. He's cholek very strongly. He says, Avada, you are chayev. His basic argument, yeah, there are many arguments that the Achronim bring for and against. The Evan Ha'ozer's basic argument is, it's like Zohar of Aruch Masayato. Zohar of Aruch Masayato, you're chayev. And he makes it a lot more complicated. Basically, the Evan Ha'ozer says, what's Shana the Gemara? We have this Gemara in Bava Kama that says, on the one hand, Shabbos has a higher standard, or it sounds like you're more chayev on Shabbos than for Nizakin. Nizakin, you're potter for the case of Raksa, you're potter for the case of the fire over there where the wind is involved. But on Shabbos, you're chayev. Yet, Evan Ha'ozer says, sometimes we find the reverse is also true. The halacha is that if I take a behema, my behema, and I put it on top of your tfuah, I say, here, behema, enjoy, I'm chayev. And you're not chayev because of Shane Varegel or Karen, you're chayev because Adam Amazik. When you take a behema, that's called maimed. Maimed behema, gabe kamas chaver, even a third person's behema maybe, you're chayev because of maimed. Yet on Shabbos, the halacha is if you take your ox and say, here, ox, you know, go enjoy a meal of grass, you are potter. If you're doing it for kavanate to harvest your field, maybe it's different. But if you just tell your behemoth, here, you can go eat lunch, that's not called a malacha. So there you see that Shabbos has taken on a very superficial level, a lower standard. That you're not, or a higher standard, whatever you want to call it. Shabbos is more potter than Ezekiel. So Evan Ha'ozer says, we have to understand, when do we say that Melech Machsheva says, you're more chayav than Ezekiel? When do we say you're less chayav? So the Evan Ha'ozer says the ikar is there are two separate axes. It's not a one-dimensional thing. There are two separate criteria we have to consider. He says when you're discussing the level of grama, how much grama it is, bari hazeka, we've discussed in the past different ideas of grama, Havadi says Shabbos, the standards are looser. Even something that would be called a grumma for Nizakin, for example, these cases of Raksa, of the winnowing, of these different types of tsiurim where the wind is involved, not Bari Hezeki says, it might not happen. It's iffy, it's indirect. In these cases where the malacha is less direct, so for Nizakin, you're potter, but for Shabbos, you're chayev. Malach smach Shabbos asra tara means we don't really care how direct it is, we don't really care. Why grum is potter on Shabbos in other cases is a different sugya. We're not going to get into that. But in general, he says, even something which might be too much of a grumma to be chayav for Nezikin, nevertheless, for Shabbos, as long as it's lach smach Shabbos, as long as that was your goal, when you throw the tefuah into the air and the wind winnows it, it might not be bari azega, you might have to do it five or six times, and it's not so direct, but lamaisa, that is your goal, that's the process, that's the whole point of what you're doing. So for Shabbos, we don't care if it's only it's not bari azega, we don't care if it's really a grumma, as long as it's lach smach Shabbos, you are chayav. However, he says, when it comes to b'midakis, the lachmach shavus is a kula too. When it comes to putting your behemah on top of the tvua, he says, so I don't really care. I'm not out to damage you. I'm not out to mow my lawn. My goal is not to harvest my crop, to mow my lawn. My goal is that the animal should be happy. That happens in mela by the animal eating. He says, that's not called lachmach shavus. So for Nezikin, we don't need lachmach shavus. All we need is it should be called your maisa. It should be called directly your maisa. So on the axis of directness, of grumma, of bari hazeka, that's all we care about for Nezikin, so that's why you're chayev. But for Lecha Shabbos, since my goal is not to cut the crop, even though that's what I expect to happen, but then it's like a psychoresis sort of, but my goal is not, that's not what I want, he says, that's not Lech Smach Shabbos. HaKalpan, I'm putting aside that second chilek of Lech Smach Shabbos, turning to the first point, which is the key point here, that Ben Ozer says, the rule is that in the laws of grumma, what the Gemara means is, Lech Smach Shabbos Asra Torah, that there's a looser standard, there's a more expansive standard for Shabbos. Even something which is too much of a grumma to be chayav for Nezikin, you can still be chayav for Shabbos. So the Ibn Ezra establishes this yisod, this major principle, that in Hilchos Grumma, he says, the standard for Shabbos is looser and broader than it is for Nezikin. So Kolshken, he says, something which is chayav for Nezikin, Kolshken, you're going to be chayav on Shabbos. Amela, he says, if I would take your property and I would throw it into a grinder and grind it up. It's a water grinder. It's ground by water. I take your clothes and I throw them into the rechayim and the rechayim tears it up. So you come to me and you say you damaged my clothing. I say nope, it wasn't me. It was the wind. Avad yechayev, he says, and that I think everyone agrees. Avad yechayev, that's not a grumma. You did it. You threw it into the grinder. He says you threw it into the mill. So kolshkin for Shabbos, avad you're going to be chayev. The klal we see in Bava Kama is Shabbos is more chayev, as long as it's lach smach Shabbos, as long as that was your goal, that was your intention, Shabbos is more chayev than Nezikin. The standard of grumma is looser and broader than it is for Nezikin. So Avada Devanazer says, if you're chayev for Nezikin, certainly you're going to be chayev for Shabbos. And therefore he says, Magen Avram is dead wrong. If you take chitim and you deliberately put them into a mill, into a grinder with intent that they should become ground, Avada, you are chayev on Shabbos. What's the shot of the Magen Avram? So again, there are a lot of different kashas and rayas back and forth, but regarding this basic argument of the Ibn Ezer, that he understands the Gemara and Bava Kama to be saying that Shabbos has a standard which is broader and looser than the Nezikin, said the other Achronim say, the Nesiv Chaim, that's the Karban Asanel, Chasam Sofer, the Har Tzvi, they all say that that's not pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara means something else. The Gemara doesn't mean, like the Ibn Ezer says, simply, kipshuto, that in general, in Hilchos Shabbos, in all malachas, in Tochein, in winnowing, in Zorah, in all malachas, Shabbos has a looser standard of grumma. That's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means, these Achronim say, is on Shabbos we know we always learn malachas from the Mishkan. So each malacha has to resemble the way the malacha was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, how do they grind things? They were in a desert, they didn't have all that renewable energy. Maybe they had wind or solar, but they didn't have rivers to grind things. The grinding was done by hand. So what the Gemara means is, so when the Gemara says Zorah v'ruch v'seyato, how do they winnow tvua? How do they winnow the tvua? By throwing it up in the air, and whatever they did that was Zorah, they did it by the wind. But not because Shabbos in general has a flat rule, Shabbos has a looser standard. The particular malach of Zorah, was done by the wind. So Mela hu adin yechaya for Shabbos. Mashenken, every other malach, we have to look at each malach and see how it was done. When it comes to grinding, That's the sheet of the Magen Avram. When it comes to grinding was done by hand and not by water. So Mela, for grinding, you wouldn't be chayav. And it's not fair that in some cases it's more chomer than Ezekiel. In some cases it's less chomer. It's not a question of more or less chomer. It's not a question of broader standards of grumma, tighter standards of grumma. That's not the issue at all. The issue with the Gemara means is we have to look at each malacha and decide how it was done in the Mishkan, whether it's dumb to what was done in the Mishkan. If it's dumb to the Mishkan, you're chayev. If it's not dumb, you are potter. And the truth is, these two Havanas in the Gemara, what does the Gemara mean, malachas machsheves, are really reflected in the Rishonim. Rashi on the Gemara seems to say pretty much the Eben Ezer's idea. Rashi says, malachas machsheves, what does that mean? Nothing about the Mishkan. Rashi says, niskaima machshavto, denechle baruch b'sayato. For Shabbos, we have a loose standard. All we care about is niskaima machshavto, and that's it. Other Rishonim say, they bring the Rosh. The Rosh says, no, the reason you chayef Zara is because Zara is kain the way it was done in the Mishkan. So it's a malacha by malacha thing. It's not a question of tighter or looser standard. It's not a question of we just look at Makshava. What we look at is how it was done in the Mishkan, how that fits into the words in Malachas Makshavas. I'm not sure, but the point is we look at how it was done in the Mishkan, and that's the standard. The Har Tzvi has a very cute point he makes. He brings a fascinating little Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim talks about people who used to write secret messages in invisible ink. He says they would take milk that was unpasteurized, they would write letters in milk, and the milk would sink into the paper and wouldn't be readable. And when the recipient would get the message, he would hold it up to the fire. And we learned about this when we were kids. He would hold up, not with milk, with other types of chemicals. He would hold up the paper to a fire, and the heat would, the radiance of the fire would make the letters appear, and then he would read the message. So Prima Gadim wants to know, if you take that paper with the invisible writing on it and you stick it in front of a fire on Shabbos and the letters appear, have you just been guilty of the malacha of kosev? Were you just guilty of writing? Prima Gadim says, no, at least not midaraisa. Midrabanan may, but not midaraisa. You didn't do the malacha of kosev. He doesn't really explain why. Har Tzvi says, why? Why not? I mean, why shouldn't you be chayiv? It's not a grum, he says. It's a direct malacha. You took the paper, you put it next to the fire, and the words came out. Why shouldn't that be a malacha? So the Har Tzvi touches up. I'll pivis Magen Avraham. I'll pivis hezber of the Kabbalah Saddle and the Chasam Sofer. That's a hezber. It's not a question of is it grum, is it not grum. That's one shayla. But besides grumma, there's a whole different question in Hilchas Shabbos. Each malacha, we have to say, is the way you're doing it, is it direct enough? Is it also a question of directness, but directness, besides the general question of is it your ma'isa or not, and call it Torah Kula, is it enough your ma'isa to the extent that it was done in the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, the writing was done more directly. It was done, there might be enough of a grumma for Bishul, which is always done by fire. The same Prima Gadim says, if you heat up the paper, if you heat up the liquid in the paper, that might be Bishul. Because Bishul, even though it's the same level of grumma, it's the same putting a paper next to a fire. So Bishul, he says, Afia and Bishul, the Har Tzvi and the Achron of Marmazber, those malachas were always done in this level of indirection by putting things near fire. That level of indirection is enough for Bishul. Mashenkin, for writing the Mishnah was typically not done by this kind of indirect thing involving fire. So there's not one general standard of loose standard of grumma, tight standard of grumma. Each malacha, you have to look at the standard of grumma that was done in the Mishkan and then decide, is the level of grumma that you're doing, is the level of outside agency of wind or fire, is that the way it was done in the Mishkan or not? And since that's not the way it was done in the Mishkan, then you're not going to be chayav achatas. The Har Tzvi has one additional chakira. He says, yesh ladun, whether it's tully on the way it was done in the Mishkan or is it tully on the way people normally do it today, that he has thought in both ways, that's a further shayla. Hakalparam, the Eben Ezer learns, it's just a general question of grumma. Shabbos has looser standards of grumma. The other Akronim learn, that's not a question of Shabbos having less or more. It's the general rule that Shabbos and Malachas have to be like the Mishkan, so we have to look at the Malacha and the Mishkan and decide whether the level of grumma that you're doing was the way it was done in the Mishkan in this particular Malacha or not.